Welcome to Apple This.
This is Scott Davert welcoming you to another podcast in my series on using a Bluetooth keyboard with iOS and VoiceOver. This is part four, where we're going to talk about the Mail app. The Mail app on iOS is, I think, pretty straightforward and pretty easy to use. I do find that it's much more efficient to utilize the Bluetooth keyboard to do some of the things that we're about to do now. Even with using a Braille display, it's somewhat more efficient to use a keyboard over that than certainly using the touchscreen. Even if you're someone who dictates, I think pretty much anyone can agree that dictation isn't the most accurate thing in the world. So a Bluetooth keyboard is kind of a good way to offset that, in my opinion. For this demonstration, I'm running my iPhone SE with iOS 9.3.1 and a Bluetooth keyboard. I do want to mention a couple of things about the iPad before we get into this demonstration. The first of which is that all the commands listed here and discussed will work on the iPad. However, some things, for example, hitting command R to reply to a message doesn't consistently work for reasons that are unknown to me. It's also worth noting on the iPad that if you hold down the command key for a long enough period of time, you will get a menu listing the keyboard shortcuts for the specific situation that you're in. So say, for example, you are in the Mail app and you're reading a message and you hold down that command key. Most of the time you'll get put at the beginning of the menu and you'll see things like command R for reply, and there are several other iPad specific commands that we don't have time to cover. I'll try to put some of them in my text guide that I'm in the process of developing. But the reason I actually bring this up is not only because you get a list of shortcuts, but sometimes they don't work effectively. I can't seem to figure out a rhyme or reason to this. It doesn't matter what your orientation is set to. It doesn't matter where you are specifically. Sometimes the menu just doesn't show up correctly with VoiceOver. It's also important to know this command if you're on the iPad, because when you're holding down command and pressing a different letter, if you hold it down for too long, that menu is going to launch even when you don't want it to. So those are a couple things to be aware of if you are on the iPad. Let's get started with the Mail app demonstration. I am on the home screen here. I'm going to find the Mail app.
Enter search text. Doc, mail, 32 unread emails.
There it is. By the way, if you're not sure how I did that, feel free to go back. I did three other podcasts on this, and I don't plan on repeating tons of what I have already covered. That's why we have the other one, so feel free to go back and listen to those if you're not totally up on what I'm doing here. These things are all covered. I'll go ahead and activate the Mail app.
Mail, search field.
I am in a search field. Now, of course, I can flick to the right if I want, or tap somewhere on the screen, or press the right arrow key.
Unread, Apple Vis subscription, new comment on podcast, using iOS with VoiceOver and a Bluetooth keyboard, part 2, editing text, 2:59 p.m.
That's actions interesting. Available. That's kind of random and interesting that one of those popped up. I'll go ahead and open it. I don't know who wrote this or what it says, but here we go. Whoever you are, you're on part 4.
Comment, hello from the team at AppleVis. This email is to notify you that KLove has posted a new reply to a post that you are following on AppleVis. Comment title, fourth installment. Hi, I was wondering if there was a fourth installment to this series on mail. You mentioned it in the second one, but I can't find one. Thanks.
That's kind of funny. In fact, that's really funny that this came in as I'm recording this. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, so you get the idea, and of course I can use the touchscreen or any number of ways to read the message. We talked about how to read text in previous podcasts. In fact, I think we talked about that a bit in detail in part 2 over editing text. We're talking about reading it. If I want to get out of here, I can do that simply by pressing the escape key.
Mailboxes. All inboxes. 31 unread messages. Button.
And now I'm placed, actually this time, in the list of all of my mailboxes. I will go ahead and go to the right.
Exchange. 15 unread messages. ScottDavert@gmail.com. 11 unread messages. Button.
Let's go back in here.
Selected. Inbox. Search field. Unread. Chris Nestrid.
Okay, we won't read that one from Chris. We already know how to read messages. But let's say I wanted to send a new message. I could, of course, go to Compose near the bottom of the screen, or I could simply press Command and the letter N.
2. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start. Quick nav off. ScottDavert@gmail. @gmail.
So I've entered my own email address. I'm going to email myself so that I'm not bothering anyone. And there are a couple of different ways that we can go on from this area. The most accurate way to do it is actually going to be to turn Quick Nav back on and then hit your right arrow a few times. You can, however, hit the tab key. I'll do that.
ScottDavert. Misspelled.
Not quite sure what happens here, but if I hit tab again.
2. ScottDavert@gmail.com. Text field.
I'm actually in the subject field. That's why it says it's not editing anymore. The voiceover cursor has actually moved into the subject area. So if I type hello, and then tab one more time.
Message body. Text.
I hit control to make it be quiet. I'm in the message body, but if I hit shift tab now.
Subject. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Hello. Insertion point at end.
So there we have a bug that I actually discovered not too long ago. So I'll be reporting that one. Anyway, on with the email. I'll hit tab one more time.
Message body. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Sent from my iPhone. Insertion point at start.
And I will begin typing.
Hello. Scott. It would be great if you would stop tall talking to yourself. It is misspelled.
It told me it's misspelled. I'll go back and fix that.
C-D-X-A-A-B. Bad. Enough that you talk to yourself when you are alone and also when you are recording a podcast. But it is even worse when you send yourself emails. Do you need a live? If so, try searching for one on the App Store to see if you can download one.
You get the point. I think that's more than enough text. And again, just how we were talking before about how you can review the text, you can do that here in the message body area. If you go back to part two, and we were talking about notes and how we navigated around that with Quick Nav and everything, all those things still apply here. If I want to send the message, I don't know, this one doesn't quite make sense to me why they came up with it, but they did. Just like on the Mac, I can hit Command, Shift, and the letter D.
Inbox. Search field.
And there it went. Very easy. There's a little bit of hiccups there when it comes to actually composing the message when it comes to voiceover, but now you know how to work around it. So now if I were to hit right arrow, I will land on my message and it will be there. But we don't really need to read that because, well, we already heard me type it and that was bad enough. What does that mean, by the way? If I talk to myself, I send myself an email and then I read it. Would that be... Well, I guess I wouldn't be talking to myself anymore because VoiceOver would be talking to me. Anyway, let's say that I want to delete messages. It's a pretty straightforward process. I'm going to go ahead and go to another account here. I will go back out of this inbox by hitting Escape.
Mailboxes. Heading. Edit. Button. All inboxes. 32 unread messages. But exchange. 15 unread messages. Button.
Let's keep going.
scottdavert@gmail.com. 12 unread messages. Button.
And we had 11 before, so now there are 12. That means the new message is there.
kcapnl@gmail.com. 5 unread messages. Button.
I'll go ahead and go in here.
Selected. Inbox. Search field. Norbert Mueller. New message. Yesterday. 4 messages in thread.
That's a message from a friend of mine. Keep going.
Michelle. Copy and paste. Friday. Actions available.
Keep going.
Unread. Michelle, Jeffrey and Lenore, DBT, how to make copy and paste from website. Tuesday. 20 messages in thread. Actions available.
If I want to go through the different actions that we have available, I can press my up and down arrow keys here.
Delete thread. 20 items.
Ah, and that's the advantage of having things sorted by thread if you don't, is that you can knock out 20 messages or however many messages are in the thread at a time if you don't want to read that particular message. Let's say, though, that I do want to read this.
Activate item. Default. Selected. Thread. Search field.
I'll go into the first or latest message in this thread.
DBT. Out. Unread. Jeffrey Borman. Re. DBT. Out to make copy. 1 of 20. Thanks. Smiles. Jeff.
Let's say I wanted to forward this email. I can do that if I want. I mean, I'm not going to really forward this because it's not worth saving. But let's say it was. I could forward the email by pressing Command, Shift, and the letter F.
Include attachments from original message.
We have here a dialog because there is an attachment with it. So I can choose
Include button
to include it. Don't include or cancel. I'll just choose to include it.
Include. Quick nav off.
And now we can forward it on. So if I forward it to myself, I'm just typing my email address.
scottdavert@gmail.com.
If I hit tab.
scottdavert@. Misspelled.
You have exactly what we had when we were composing a new message, but there is a little bit of a difference here. If I hit tab again.
Subject. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Forward. DBT. How to make copy and paste from website. Insertion point at end.
Now we get the subject. And the reason we get the subject field is because there's something in it. When you compose a blank message and there's nothing in this subject field, you won't actually see it here. So if you're wondering, that's why. Of course, if I wanted to send this along, I can do a Command-Shift-D to send it. But let's say, because it's true, I really don't want to forward this thing. I could do one of two things, really. One of them being I could hit Escape, and that should bring up a menu. I'll go ahead and do that here so you can see what happens.
Delete subject. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Forward, DBT, out to make copy and paste from website. Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
So we learned a few things there. One, there is a menu somewhere, but unfortunately you are not able to access it by using the arrow keys or by navigating with containers. There's really no way unless you interact with the screen to do this. So whether this is on the screen or not is irrelevant. What I want to do is quickly jump up to the top of the screen where the cancel button is. I can do that with Control Up Arrow. You might remember that one from our previous podcast. But because Quick Nav is turned off, in order to do this navigating, I must turn it back on with my left and right arrow.
Quick Nav on.
Now I'll do it.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button. I'll activate it.
Cancel. Delete draft button.
And now we get the actual menu. I'm going to delete this draft. If I wanted to, I could always
save draft button.
Save it.
Cancel button.
Or return to the message. But I'm going to go ahead and delete it. So I'll go back to the left a couple more times.
Delete draft. But delete draft. 1 of 20. Thanks. Smiles. Jeff.
And we're now back in the message. The other thing I will say is that sometimes when Quick Nav is turned off, these commands don't always work. We covered kind of why that was in a previous podcast. I will reiterate it here that for whatever reason, when Quick Nav is turned off, which means that you are editing a message or doing whatever you're doing so that the voiceover commands aren't going to apply, Sometimes, for example, Command Shift F to forward will not work. Sometimes Command R to reply won't work, and so on and so forth. And that's generally true of any application. If you're finding there's a keyboard command and you've hit it several times and it's not working for you, hit your left and right arrow to toggle quick nav and see if that makes a difference. It typically does. I think that's going to do it for this podcast. I hope that you have found some of this helpful. Again, I will be developing a text guide at some point in the near future for Bluetooth keyboards, and I may do a separate shortcut guide, or I may actually just put it on the bottom of the written material that I'm developing. I haven't decided yet, but look for that on the site as well. I hope that you have found this series helpful. I may or may not add on to this in the future. If there are things that enough people think I should cover, while I can't guarantee you to show you how to do them, because some things just aren't really achievable on the keyboard, I can attempt to show you how it's done, and if it can't be done, I can probably demonstrate why. So if there are enough requests for a specific feature or a specific app that would be helpful from the keyboard, if I'm able to do it, I will. Feel free to get in contact with me. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. That's ScottDavert @gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.